Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. India opposes two-tier UNSC reform, calls for expanding the permanent category with veto powers. US President Donald Trump says, war with Iran close to over, Tehran threatens trade through Gulf and Red Sea if blockade continues. India remains committed to ensure safe and unimpeded maritime transit amid global energy concerns, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. IMF warns US-Israel war with Iran could trigger unprecedented energy crisis. And 4 people killed and 20 injured after student opens fire at school in Turkey's Kahraman Maraş. And now the news in detail. India has firmly opposed the creation of a two-tier system of permanent membership in United Nations Security Council, that is UNSC reforms, which would create a new category of permanent seats without veto powers, unlike the existing 5 permanent members. Speaking at the Intergovernmental Negotiations, that is IGN, on Security Council reforms, India's permanent representative Ambassador P. Harish yesterday said that reforms must address both the composition of the council and the issue of veto power to correct long-standing imbalances. Mr. Harish stressed that expanding the permanent category with veto powers is essential for any meaningful reform of the council. India maintained that the current structure, designed over 80 years ago, no longer reflects present-day global realities. However, the G4 countries, including India, Brazil, Germany, and Japan, have agreed to a proposal that new permanent members would not exercise the veto during a 15-year review until a decision on the matter is reached. US President Donald Trump has said that the war with Iran is close to over, with authorities in Tehran to agree to a peace deal. In an interview that aired, Mr. Trump asserted that if he pulled up stakes right now, it would take Tehran 20 years to rebuild the country.
I had to divert, because if I didn't do that, right now you would have Iran with a nuclear weapon. And if they had a nuclear weapon, you would be calling everybody over there, sir. And you don't want to do that. View it as very close to over. You know what? If I pulled up stakes right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild that country. And we're not finished. We'll see what happens. I think they want to make a deal very badly.
Mr. Trump's comments came hours after the U.S. Central Command said that blockade on Iranian ports had been fully implemented within 36 hours of its launch. On the other hand, Iran's head of the military's Central Command warned that Iran's army will block trade through the Red Sea along with the Gulf and Sea of Oman if the U.S. naval blockade on Iranian ports continues. He added that Iran will act decisively to defend its national sovereignty and its interests. Meanwhile, Israel's military said that it has struck more than 200 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon today. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The continuing Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon underline how fragile the current calm remains across West Asia. While Lebanon is pushing for a U.S.-mediated ceasefare, Hezbollah's refusal to disarm or withdraw unilaterally presents a major hurdle to negotiations. At the same time, Washington is working on multiple diplomatic tracks, including rare direct talks between Israeli and Lebanese envoys, in an effort to prevent a broader escalation. The combination of continued Israeli strikes, fragile diplomacy, highlights how the region remains tense despite ongoing efforts to move towards a balanced and durable ceasefire. This is Vinod Kumar, World News, Dubai.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the right to enrich uranium for civilian purposes is an inalienable right of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Mr. Lavrov also reiterated that Moscow is ready to play a role in solving the problem of enriched uranium in Iran by either reprocessing it into fuel-grade uranium or by transferring a certain amount to Russia for storage without violating Tehran's inalienable right. Mr. Lavrov told this to reporters in Beijing, where he is on a two-day visit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India remains firmly committed to ensuring safe and unimpeded maritime transit amid global energy concerns. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that he participated in the Asia Zero Emission Community, that is AZAC Plus, meeting convened by Japan to deliberate on supply chain disruptions in the energy markets. He added that, as a major energy consumer, India will work with like-minded partners to strengthen supply chain resilience. The minister also met French Senate Friendship Group led by Senator Mireille Jouve in Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said their conversation covered different aspects of the bilateral relationship. The International Monetary Fund, that is IMF, has warned that the US-Israel war with Iran could trigger an energy crisis of unprecedented scale, which may push the global economy towards recession. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF said that the closure of the Strait of Hormuz or damage to key energy infrastructure could severely disrupt global oil and gas supplies. The IMF also warned governments against large, unplanned spending responses, saying support should be temporary and targeted because inflation remains high and public debt is already elevated. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. At least 4 people were killed and 20 others injured after a middle school student opened fire at a school in Turkey's southeastern province of Karaman Maras. Provincial Governor Mukerrem Onlar confirmed that a teacher was among those killed. He said the attacker was a student who used his father's weapon to carry out the shooting, was also died during the incident. The motive behind the attack is not yet known. Russia launched a large-scale attack on Ukraine last night, deploying hundreds of drones and 3 ballistic missiles targeting southern port infrastructure. Ukrainian officials said the strikes killed 1 person and injured 7 others. Ukraine's Air Force said that 324 drones were launched overnight along with the missiles. Its air defenses intercepted 309 drones, but the missiles and 13 drones struck 9 locations. The death toll from severe tropical cyclone Myla in Papua New Guinea, that is PNG, has risen to 23. Authorities today said 12 additional deaths were reported after the cyclone struck the eastern regions over the weekend. PNG's national news agency reported that a state of emergency has been declared for the entire Bougainville region amid widespread destruction of infrastructure caused by the cyclone. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that the EU's age verification app for online platforms is ready and will soon be available to use. Von der Leyen said at a press conference in Brussels today that the app, which will be compatible with both the mobile devices and computers, will require users to upload their passport or ID card to confirm their age anonymously. Following Australia's groundbreaking social media ban for children launched last year, a growing number of European nations are weighing their own restrictions as concerns mount over social media's impact on the health and safety of minors. Dozens of boats carrying activists and aid for Palestinians in Gaza set sail for the northeastern Spanish city of Barcelona today. Organizers of the Global Summit Flotilla said that more than 70 boats and 1,000 people from around the world will participate. Nearly 40 boats were leaving Barcelona, while the rest will join the fleet from other ports along the Mediterranean Sea. Time has released today its list of the 100 most influential people of 2026. Google CEO Sundar Pichai, Michelin star chef Vikas Khanna, actor Ranbir Kapoor, YouTube chief Neil Mohan and New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani have been named among the 100 most influential people in the world by Time this year. The list also includes global leaders such as US President Donald Trump, Pope Leo XIV, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Nepal's rapper turned Prime Minister Balendra Shah, and commander of the 2026 Artemis II, Reid Wiseman. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India opposes two-tier UNSC reform, calls for expanding the permanent category with veto powers. US President Donald Trump says, war with Iran close to over. Tehran threatens trade through Gulf and Red Sea if blockade continues. India remains committed to ensure safe and unimpeded maritime transit amid global energy concerns, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. IMF warns US-Israel war with Iran could trigger unprecedented energy crisis. And 4 people killed and 20 injured after student opens fire at school in Turkey's Karaman Maras. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.